WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 38 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Seiner. Approximately 50 firefighters spent more than 4 hours yesterday morning to get an apartment building fire under control. College Station Fire Department Battalion Chief Robert Mumford says the cause was a furnace in an upstairs unit at a Campus View apartment.
Fire was related to a heating unit that was located in the ceiling of an upstairs apartment. This was not a portable heating unit. This is actually a fixed unit that is located inside the apartment that provides heat to that specific apartment.
Mumford says the fire spread to all 10 upstairs apartments because they shared a common attic. Evacuations took place in 12 of the 20 units. A resident and two firefighters were treated at the scene for minor injuries, and a cat was rescued. Red Cross is assisting 21 residents who were displaced. The Bryan School Board continued to move ahead with projects, some approved by voters and others funded by oil and gas revenue.
The board wants to split architectural duties in its $132 million bond issue between at least two firms. Chief Financial Officer Amy Drozd made the administrative recommendation.
It's another set of professionals for us to bounce ideas off of and go through for various projects.
Last night, the board approved entering negotiations with an international company with the Houston office, Stantec, to design expansions at Rudder, Davila, Ross, Henderson, Crockett, and Jones. Another national firm with a Houston office, PBK, which developed the bond package, has the new Stephen F. Austin converting the present SFA into administrative offices, renovating the Civic Auditorium, and turning Milam into the new home of the Mary Catherine Harris Alternative High School. The board also spent another $1.4 million the district is projecting to collect in oil and gas revenue on replacing air conditioning at two campuses. PBK was awarded the design contract involving the gym and cafeteria at Bryan Collegiate and a portion of the Bryan High campus. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
College Station police believe the same man is responsible for two armed robberies in the last 2 weeks. The latest was yesterday at a payday loan business. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says two employees of the Cash Advance America store on Texas were not hurt and no shots were fired.
The suspect was described as being a male, wearing gray pants, black hoodie-type shirt, carrying a dark-colored backpack, was armed with a handgun, described as being approximately 5'10", with a thin build.
The man is also suspected of a holdup last week at the Chipotle restaurant on Northgate. Online at WTAW.com are photos of the suspect. Bond has been set at $100,000 for a Bryan woman arrested for murdering her boyfriend during a fight over drugs Sunday morning. 39-year-old Latoya Jenkins is accused of using a large kitchen knife to stab 40-year-old Stephen Shivers in the neck. Officer Kelly McKeithen says there were two witnesses. One was at Jenkins' apartment administering first aid to the victim.
There was reportedly another individual, but that person hasn't been located. They were not involved. They would be strictly a witness.
McKeithen says Jenkins left the apartment before officers arrived. According to the arrest report, Jenkins was found at her mother's home in the Brushy community west of Easterwood Airport. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 38 degrees. More news coming up at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Fans, another action-packed season of Texas A&M men's basketball is here. Be sure you're a part of the excitement at Reed Arena as an affordable family entertainment option. Three-point packs are now on sale and start as low as $30 with multiple seating options. Join us this season as the Aggies welcome some of the nation's best teams. There's a challenging home slate, and we need the full support of the 12th man to stand with us at Reed Arena. See you this year for some Aggie basketball.
You want good TV and high-speed internet. Everyone does. The satellite professionals at Starfire can take care of both. Starfire is the only dealer in the Brazos Valley to offer DirecTV and Dish Network for your TV viewing and Exceed and Hughes for high-speed internet. If you're looking for great TV and high-speed internet at the best possible price available anywhere, call Starfire today. Starfire, 279-2788. 279-2788. Starfire, serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Call Starfire today.
Good morning, it's 6:10, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer, that's Normagy Tractor. Go to normagytractor.com.
Along with the misty and murky conditions, today is the possibility of a few widely scattered showers, especially this morning. Highs will be 45 to 50. We'll have some clouds tonight, lows overnight anywhere from 30 to 35. Cloudy tomorrow with the chance for a shower, especially in the afternoon, highs near 45. Showers will taper off tomorrow night, lows near 35. On Thursday, the clouds give way to sun, and highs will reach 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit, as there was a little old football game to determine who the best college football team in the country was last night. We'll have more on that. And in basketball, gearing up for Mississippi State. Unfortunately, bad news for Cedric Obwehi and the Aggie football program, putting another top 10 finalist in the draft. Plus, the Denver Broncos are looking for a new football coach. All that and more in sports. We'll do it for you coming up at about 6:50.
Yeah, I thought he had done pretty well.
Obwehi?
No.
Oh.
Talking about the guy from Denver.
Fox?
Yeah.
Apparently he had a little discussion with John Elway, and John went, nah, I don't think so.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. He did that with that quarterback who people wanted him to keep, too. That's fine.
Who's on the SEC Network now?
Yeah, that's fine. That's all right. He had a sideline job last night, so good for him. He got a chance to be at the big game, just not playing. So, Minnesota police say a woman from Freeborn County... Well, that says it all right there. Freeborn County, Minnesota, you know how they can be, was passed out in somebody's driveway, not her own. BAC of 0.45.
Whoa! Ooh. Holy cats, that's five times the legal limit.
Yeah, if you're doing math at home, 0.08 would be that. I mean, if you got anything other than a zero right after the dot, then you're looking at pink elephants, I would think. Anyway, so since 0.08 is the legal limit for driving drunk in Minnesota, the woman was way over toasted or overserved or whatever. When a deputy arrived at the scene and knocked on the driver's side window, real sound effects, hey, like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fancy.
Of the car, which was still running, asked the woman for her address.
Bet you that was fun.
Well, her response was 28780. I'm drunk.
She was honest.
Yeah. I guess so. Wonder where she got the 28780.
Okay. Information. And for her phone number?
Yeah.
867-5309.
Yeah. I'm drunk. Yeah, yeah. I'm drunk. Yeah. Everything drunk. Ends with I'm drunk.
I'm drunk lane. That's on the south side of town, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. I'm not sure. What zip code is that?
Yeah.
I'm drunk. Good morning meeting.
We're going to have a great time today. Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again. No messy glues. And being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained new you dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reiss. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained new you dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained new you dentures. Learn more at drreiss.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 614. It's January the 13th, which tells me that it's the 13th day of the year. Hey, like that.
Wow.
3:52 to go. It's Rubber Ducky Day.
You're the one.
You know it. Poetry at Work Day.
Methinks thou art. Never mind.
Yeah, just post it somewhere rather than walk down the hall saying.
No slam poetry at work.
Nah, I don't think so. International Skeptics Day. And today we'll have intermittent dead air because it's public radio broadcast day. Just so we can be like them. All right, for birthdays.
Liam.
Yeah. Neeson.
No, Hemsworth. I'm getting the pause. You told me we had
pause
2 seconds
ago.
No,
I'll just do that in the programming here between the commercials and the content. What we'll do.
Just whisper to keep the energy bill
yeah,
low.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly.
Liam Hemsworth from The Hunger Games is 25. William Hung, remember him?
No. Well, I mean, yeah, he's some guy who was on, was it?
American Idol.
He was the horrible one from American Idol that probably still has more money than all of us, is 32. Ruth Wilson is 33, who just won Best Actress for The Affair on Showtime. Uh-huh. Orlando Bloom from Pirates of the Caribbean is 38 years old. Nicole Eggert from Baywatch is 43. From Grey's Anatomy, Shonda Rhimes, 45. Patrick Dempsey. Dr. McDreamy.
Oh, sure.
He's 49 and actually a very accomplished race car driver.
Oh, okay.
All 6 foot 7 inches tall of him. Trace Adkins is 53. Graham Suggs McPherson, who is the lead singer for Madness, is 54. Julie Louis-Dreyfus is 54, who doesn't need to work at all.
She's a billionaire.
Yeah. Richard Mall, who was the guy at Bull and Night Court, 72. And Rip Taylor and his confetti is 80.
Oh, yeah. You'll get home, think about that, and you'll laugh. Billy Gray, who played Bud on Father Knows Best, is 77. And a guy who used to be on Louis' show all the time, and was working for the Baseball Prospectus.
Louis Bialina?
His name is Nate Silver.
Oh, yeah.
He's 37. He decided there was more money in politics, and he's the guy who pretty well figured out that he basically called every state correctly when Obama was reelected. And so now people listen to him.
He's like a demographer,
yep,
statistician.
He's 37. There you go. All right. Oh, and by the way, just what did he say this morning? The not dank and dreary, but something like that. Again, yesterday was better than today.
I felt like it was considerably colder this morning when we came in.
Because again, one more time, I don't know. It's been a long time since we've had this many consecutive days of some sort of precipitation. I mean, just it's been going on, and unfortunately, we're not going to see the sun till Thursday, is what they're telling us. But yeah, right now the chill factor is 29 outside, and it's 38. It's just that there's a little bit of fog and mist. We had more really moisture in the air yesterday, but the winds weren't up, and today the winds are up, but just the slightest bit. So anyhow, 29 is the chill factor, and so just bundle your kids up if they're about to head out to the bus stop. 617.
Truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
As world leaders and millions of people rallied in solidarity in Paris over the weekend, one leader notably absent, Barack Obama. Nor was Biden there, nor was Holder there, nor was John Kerry there. But let's see, the Prime Minister of Israel was there. The UK Prime Minister David Cameron was there. The French President was there. I guess Obama had more important things to do. He was watching football. Talk about a stunning statement of priorities, or lack thereof. Now, this is not the first time that Obama has missed the mark. Now, the day after the terror attack in Benghazi, Obama made a statement, jetted off to Vegas for a big fundraiser. And also, Obama recently thought it was appropriate to make a statement about ISIS and the beheading of James Foley. Minutes later, he hits the golf course. It is embarrassing. It's humiliating. But the world is finally beginning to get it.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, friends, it's a new year, and that means you probably made a few new promises to yourself to be fitter and healthier. You know, nothing could put a stop to your best intentions than those aches and pains from all that working out. My solution? Salon Pause Jet Spray. If you have back pain, knee pain, all over pain, no problem. Salon Pause Jet Spray has powerful ingredients that begin to work on contact without the mess and freeze pain away for up to 8 hours. Now look for the blue bottle with the blue cap. It's called Salon Pause for targeted relief. Hey, if your New Year's resolutions include updating those disintegrating old blinds in the game room, well, meet Blinds.com, your window's new best friend. Now, it's no secret that I've updated my house with their custom window treatments. I love their service, selection, and the savings I got. Now, welcome the new year in your home with brand new blind shades, shutters, and drapes from Blinds.com. And as always, you get free color samples, free shipping, free expert advice, and prices that will crush prices you'll find in any store. That's Blinds.com, Blinds.com.
Acme Glass wants to take an opportunity to thank all their loyal customers. You know, in 65 years, you end up with a lot of loyal customers. But there are always people who are new to town who need to understand what kind of opportunities they have and options when it comes to glass. Well, again, with 65 years experience, people from all walks of life have come to know that Acme Glass can be there and do the job when you need it. Because it's important when glass needs to be replaced, there's security concerns, there's safety concerns. Acme Glass understands that. They'll come to you and they'll fix the glass in your home, in your business, your vehicle, your piece of heavy equipment that's out in the middle of the field someplace, agricultural equipment or construction equipment. They'll come to you. All it takes is a phone call to Acme Glass. They'll be on the way. Have you gotten a little pop or a chip in your windshield because something got thrown up into the windshield? Get that thing fixed quickly because it can end up being a crack and that can spread across your windshield. I had that happen to me on a Saturday morning. It took about 16 minutes and they had it fixed for me. And by the way, if you get your windshield from Acme Glass and you get one of those pops, they will repair that free for as long as you own that car. That's what you could expect from a company like Acme Glass, who's been around for 65 years. Downtown Bryan on Main Street, across from the main entrance at A&M and College Station, Acme Glass.
Watching your wallet, AutoNation, the largest auto retailer, has launched a new service that will allow you to get closer than ever to buying a new car or truck entirely online. AutoNation isn't the first auto retailer to give you that option, but with more than 240 stores nationwide, it's by far the largest. Smart Choice Express is underway in South Florida and will be available across the company's network in 2015. The Journal's Joe White says the service is being touted as a time saver.
Their plan is to make it so that a customer can get online, shop for a vehicle, reserve a vehicle, go down to the store the next day or the day after, and with the paperwork that they have completed online, spend less than half an hour at the store and drive out with a new car or a truck.
At first, AutoNation service won't let customers secure financing, value a trade-in, or complete all the sales paperwork online, but those functions should be available by the end of the year. Once the service is fully up and running, you should be able to complete a purchase online and make an appointment to pick up your vehicle. Watching your wallet, I'm Jennifer Kishinka at the Wall Street Journal.
John Deere began selling tractors and implements decades ago, and he knew that nothing runs like a deer, and still does. Sioux Falls Prater carries the commercial and industrial line of John Deere products, but they also sell everything for today's gentleman farmer and ranchers, like their bagging systems for your riding mowers starting at $349, or steel leaf blowers for $149. And for the serious producer who needs to stay warm and needs serious power, ask about the 615 M Cab tractor with $7,000 cash back or $2,000 off and 0% for 60 months. Offer expires 11/30/14. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity you can afford. Nothing runs like a deer.
Get the best in fitness with AeroFit. It's never been easier to join. Save now and start achieving your fitness goals. Memberships start as low as $30 per month, and AeroFit has 5 locations to better serve you and your family. Plus, with AeroFit's elite training staff, AeroFit can get you on a safe and healthy path to fitness. Call today and find out how AeroFit's personal training staff can get you in the shape you've always wanted at a price you can't afford. Call, click, or come by today and look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. It's never been easier. Join today and your body will thank you later.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. Not to make fun of anybody, although I may just a little, because this person obviously has a problem. But I had no idea. Now, if you've ever baked with vanilla extract, you know it has such a fantastic smell. You probably thought to yourself, you know, what if I had a little nip? But you didn't, because you're not an idiot and you possess a modicum of self-control. Well, this lady does it. She's 46 years old. She's from Seneca Falls, New York, and her name is Carolyn. She went to the Walmart last week and bought 2 small bottles of vanilla extract and decided to chug them in the parking lot. It messed her up so bad that she started drunk driving around the parking lot and couldn't figure out how to get out. When the cops pulled her over, it turned out she had a blood alcohol level of 0.26. In Texas, it's illegal to drive at 0.08. In New York, that's over 3 times the legal limit. She was arrested for felony drunk driving. As it turns out, vanilla extract is 41% alcohol, which makes it 82 proof. The shocking thing is that's less alcoholic than some other forms of extract. Orange and peppermint are 89% alcohol, or almost 180 proof. So next time you're in the kitchen, to heck with the cooking sherry, go for the hard stuff. That's my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. They have a Gun Corps guarantee. If you buy anything at Gun Corps, they will represent you to the manufacturer, so you don't have to mess with it on everything they sell except for ammunition. So buy it there and have the peace of mind that your gun or whatever it is that you buy is going to be taken care of for the life of the warranty. Not to mention they've got a great training facility and a whole lot more. To find out everything that is Gun Corps, go to gun-corps, C-O-R-P-S, just like Marine Corps, gun-corps.com. Or you can find them in College Station on Texas Avenue in the same shopping center as Prospectors. It's their brand new location right across from the Kettle. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you very much for listening.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Good morning, it's 625. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Same temps, both high and low for today and tomorrow, be in the middle 40s, and then the lows will be just above freezing, probably 34, 35, something like that. There is a slight chance of some shower activity tomorrow, but basically just some more clouds. They say the sun will be here on Thursday. That's what we're hoping for. North winds at 15 right now. Oh, and the high will be 51. And then we'll have sunshine for the next 4 or 5 days after that, but it's been a while. Anyhow, right now the winds are out of the north at 15, 93% relative humidity, and the wind chill factor is 29. Air temperature out there is 37 degrees.
We at FiberMax know that when it comes to having a successful and profitable cotton growing operation, every detail matters. But don't just take our word for it. Let's hear what FiberMax cotton growers have to say.
My name is Walker McNair. I farm near Clarendon, Texas. We have about 700 acres of irrigated cotton and a few hundred acres of dry land. Most of our irrigation is center pivot irrigation. This year was our first year to use the new FiberMax 2334 GLT variety. It's been our best yielding variety so far with about 1,700 pounds per acre. We've been impressed with its tolerance to verticillium wilt. It has even outperformed our FiberMax 2484 variety, which in the past has been the best variety for us, and we're excited about using it in the future.
FiberMax, for quality and yield. Learn more at FiberMax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you want to be a better negotiator, there's a single word you need to know and use every time you negotiate. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
I'm a mid-century architectural wonder, a house made entirely of glass. So you can imagine my fright when giant pieces of hail started falling from the sky. Did I mention I'm made entirely of glass? Everyone was running here, running there, trying to get out of the house, but what am I to do? I am the house.
Your house can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance. You could save even more when you combine your homeowners with an existing auto insurance policy. Call Geico, go to geico.com, or visit your local office.
Do you want to learn how to mask your identity to browse inappropriate websites and stream media while at the office?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's web security solutions keep online activity clean and ensure internet bandwidth performance. Reclaim your network, like 150,000 other businesses already have. To learn more about preventing web-based threats, visit barracuda.com/web.
There is one great negotiating technique that we're often afraid to use. It's the word no.
People are afraid to say the word no. They're afraid of hurting feelings. They're afraid of failure. When in reality, no is nothing more than a decision to be changed.
Jim Camp, author of the book Start With No, says in many ways the American idea of win-win negotiation has hurt our ability to negotiate.
It's as H. Ross Perot said, we've lost the art of negotiation in this country. He tells the story of the American driving through the desert in his Land Rover, and he sees a tent with 8 or 9 beautiful camels, and he decides he wants to buy a camel. So he drives up to the tent and says to the sheik, I would really like to buy this camel. And the sheik immediately says, oh my goodness, I could never sell you that camel. It's a family pet. So the American gets in the car and drives away. The sheik is so befuddled, he starts chasing him and yells to the American, I thought you wanted to buy that camel. We don't know how to negotiate. We don't realize that negotiations start with no.
But children know how to negotiate.
We say, no, you can't do that. Okay, Daddy. 10 minutes later, Daddy, please? Honey, no. 10 minutes later, Daddy, please, I really want to do this. All my friends are doing it. Daddy, please? Okay. Well, what just happened? The child doesn't give up. It's just a negotiation. It's just a decision to be changed.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:29, 38 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Yesterday's fire at Campus View Apartments in College Station started in an upstairs apartment. Battalion Chief Robert Mumford says investigators traced the source to the apartment furnace, igniting the frame holding the unit.
What it did is it caught the boards that hold the heating unit up in the ceiling above the ceiling tiles. It caught the framework around it that holds that heating unit on fire. which is in turn up close to the attic, which in then turn caught the attic on fire.
One resident and two firefighters were treated at the scene for minor injuries, and a cat was rescued. Mumford says approximately 50 firefighters from College Station and Bryan took more than 4 hours to get the fire under control using 19 pieces of equipment that included two ladder trucks.
Once the fire was up in the attic and it took a hold of the whole attic space, we did call for an additional engine and ladder truck from Bryan to assist us with operations. We actually had Bryan set up their ladder truck on the north side of the building, whereas our ladder truck set up on the south side of the building.
The fire resulted in evacuating people inside 12 of the 20 units. In all, 21 occupants were displaced and have been offered assistance by the Red Cross. Much of last night's Bryan School Board meeting, as was the case last month, involved decisions related to the district's $132 million bond issue.
The board unanimously approved the administration's recommendation on the composition and responsibilities of the committee that will recommend who will be in charge of overseeing the construction of about a third of the improvements. The combined cost of the new Stephen F. Austin Middle School, turning the present SFA into administrative offices, and updating the civic auditorium is estimated at $47 million. Chief Financial Officer Amy Drozd expects lots of interest from prospects who want to be the construction manager at risk.
They will work with the architect throughout the process of design, build, working with the district and finding out its needs. And then they actually produce, once those documents are fairly complete, a guaranteed maximum price. And then they will go get bids to try to come at or under that.
The committee made up of 8 administrators, the architect, and board member Tommy Bosquez. One architect will be working on those buildings and turning Milam into the new home in the Mary Catherine Harris Alternative High School. The board last night hired a second architect to design expansions at Jones, Crockett, Henderson, Ross, Davila, and Rudder. That leaves smaller projects from the bond issue on remaining campuses, some which Draw says might not require hiring an architect. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Bryan's second murder in as many weeks was the result of an argument over drugs. 39-year-old Latoya Jenkins is accused of stabbing her boyfriend, 40-year-old Stephen Shivers, in the neck with a large kitchen knife. One of two witnesses called police from the Jenkins apartment.
When officers got on scene, there was a witness in the residence who was administering first aid to Stephen Shivers, age 40, of Bryan. But he was declared deceased on scene.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says the second witness left and has not been found. While Jenkins was located about 2 hours after the stabbing, according to the arrest report, west of Easterwood Airport at her mother's home in the Brushy community.
We basically did some information searches on her and relatives and responded to multiple locations until we found the vehicle that she had left the scene in.
McKeithen says neither witness was involved in the domestic disturbance or the stabbing. There's a chance you may have seen the man who walked into a College Station payday lender yesterday and held up two employees at gunpoint. Police believe the same man also held up a Northgate restaurant last week. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says two employees were not hurt in yesterday's holdup of Cash Advance America on Texas between Brentwood and Southwest Parkway.
Talking to nearby witnesses, we have reason to believe that the subject was on foot in the area for at least a period of time before this offense. So it's possible someone has seen this individual or maybe has some further information.
A man of thin build wearing gray pants and a black hoodie and carrying a dark backpack ran off with an undisclosed amount of cash there and last week at the Chipotle restaurant. Photos of the suspect are online at WTAW.com. Depending on which way the wind blows, we may be picking up some of the action as state health officials launch their annual rabies airdrop. Spokesman Chris Van Dusen says vaccines will fall from the sky starting tomorrow from Houston to Austin.
Skunks and bats now in the state where the vast majority of rabies cases are, and so we're turning our attention now to skunks.
It's a switch from the last 20 years where bait laced with rabies vaccine tossed out of airplanes has eliminated the disease from foxes and coyotes. WTAW News Time is 6:34. It's 38 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Amar Eye Center. We'll have more news coming up at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Ready to make the commitment to be healthier, to be stronger, to feel better? Then here's the number to call, 693-6100. That's Super Slow Zone. You know the slogan, minutes a week, in shape for life. And that's exactly what it's all about. You stop in, try the machines out. They have some new machines as they've changed their location. They're still right there on Rock Prairie Road in the medical complex by the Med, but they're now in the West Side building right there on the first floor. But they're pieces of equipment they haven't had before. And as a result, you go in, you try the equipment out, you find what you're looking for in exercise. Then they take a brief medical history, and you're on your way. 693-6100. You're on your way to a healthier you so that you can feel better every day. You go and you work out a couple of times a week. After a while, it shifts down to one time a week. But what you always get is attention, one-on-one work. That's what makes Super Slow Zone different. Minutes a week in shape for life. Call them at 693-6100, Super Slow Zone.
You want good TV and high-speed internet. Everyone does. The satellite professionals at Starfire can take care of both. Starfire is the only dealer in the Brazos Valley to offer DirecTV and Dish Network for your TV viewing and Exceed and Hughes for high-speed internet. If you're looking for great TV and high-speed internet at the best possible price available anywhere, call Starfire today. Starfire, 279-2788. 279-2788. Starfire, serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Call Starfire today.
Good morning. It's 6:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G. Tractor, voted best in the Brazos 13 straight years.
Good morning. Cloudy and misty this morning. There may be a passing shower, too. Temperatures only up to 45 to 50 today. Lots of clouds overnight. Lows will be 30 to 35. For tomorrow, cloudy skies. The risk of a shower once again. Highs will be near 45. There's the chance of a shower tomorrow night. Lows near 35. Skies will start clearing on Thursday. That will lead to milder temperatures. Highs should be around 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm encouraged because I know we're right on the cusp of breaking through. And
that's Coach Billy Kennedy about the A&M basketball program. More on that. A little news from A&M football, and Cedric Obuehi may have lost a little money due to an injury that he suffered against West Virginia in the Liberty Bowl. We'll have more on that, plus that little old national championship game last night. We'll do that for you in sports in about 13 minutes.
Well, it would appear that the White House now thinks that, well, maybe they should have sent a high-ranking administration official to Sunday's Unity March in Paris. Josh Earnest told reporters, quote, "I think it's fair to say that we should have sent someone with a higher profile. There are some who suggested that the U.S. presence at the march should have been represented by somebody with a higher profile than the ambassador of France. And I guess what I'm saying is that we here at the White House agree." However, he wouldn't say whether any talks actually occurred on the subject. The president was watching a football game. He didn't want to be bothered.
I don't want to be too cynical, but I don't think... I just don't feel like they'd admit that they did something wrong unless they intended to do it.
Uh-oh, listen to you.
I'm just wondering. Wow. Pretty much any time there's a new thing to worry about, and I'm so tired of just being frustrated at everything this president does.
Yeah.
Every time there's something new, I'd stop and think, what is my focus being taken away from?
What was I
upset at before that I'm now being asked to be upset about this?
Pay no attention to what's happening behind the curtain.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right.
Is it a foible?
But what are we missing?
Yeah.
No, you're right. That's true. And, you know, and it's interesting, though, one of the things I listened to a guy named Michael Rubin. Michael Rubin is a lecturer at the War College. He prepares troops as they head off to other places where we're not liked. And, you know, one of the things he was discussing is that there are basically 750 no-go zones in France. In other words, it's so not safe that the military won't go in there. which is kind of interesting because isn't that what the military is supposed to do?
Yes.
Well, what happened is a lot of the Muslims moved to France from Algeria. They were refugees from Algeria. And that's the reason the population got so big. And this has really been a problem that's been going on for about 10 years. They didn't stop it 10 years ago. Let me see. They allowed people from another country to come in 10 years later. Oh, damn. Why'd we do that? Just saying. Careful who you let in your borders.
Anybody else find it funny that we got hacked? Well, it's not funny, but we got hacked the same time the president was addressing cybersecurity.
Yeah, exactly. Well, once again, don't for a minute think that we're safe with all that. And again, that's I think the thing that's uncomfortable is that we are uncomfortable, that we realize how easily we can be hacked, or in the case of what happened in France, I mean, there are any number of ways that terrorists can terrorize us. Huh, that's what they do. So we'll see what happens. Well, what will Europe do? Basically, what Rubin said is he predicted the no-go zones would go away. They would get rid of them. But his concern was, and why I wanted to bring this up, because it speaks to what Patrick said, all this is on the front page right now. All this is the lead story right now. When that goes away, when opinion, when attention goes someplace else, like a new baby dolphin born at SeaWorld in San Diego, things that are really important here in the world.
Wait, that happened?
Yeah, no, really. I missed that. The whole deal is still going to be going on over there. The terrorism will still be going on. People will still be getting killed there. There will still be no-go zones. But because Christiane Amanpour is there now, it's a really, really important story. By the way, speaking of her, she had the report yesterday where teachers asked for a moment of silence in French schools and some of the Muslim kids would not be silent. They refused to be silent. All they were doing is honoring the people who were dead, and these kids wouldn't do it.
So then they don't get to stay in school. Goodbye.
Yeah. No.
Problem solved.
We're the French. We wouldn't do that. But John Kerry will be going to France this Thursday or Friday amid criticism that we didn't send the high-level officials. He was in India. He's telling reporters. He had stuff to do up there. He would have stopped, but this was a long-ago set-up meeting. So, there. So let me see. We didn't send anybody. We should have sent somebody, but the president had time yesterday to meet with the San Antonio Spurs. I'm so glad he's got his priorities the way they should be. Rand Paul, likely 2016 candidate, is going to visit New Hampshire tomorrow. Huh, wonder what that's all about. And let's see. Now, who decided not to run?
Paul Ryan.
Paul Ryan.
And I'm glad.
He's not going to run. Yeah, that's...
I thought he was a great candidate for VP, but...
Yeah, no, he needs to move on.
Yep.
Now, Democrats have pretty well done what they can now to start boxing the Republicans in. They've taken their wraps off a pretty big middle-class tax cut plan to be paid for by a fee on financial transactions for the top 1%. Oh, Nelly. The plan will create a windfall of $1.2 trillion over a decade. Notice how they always do that now. Over the next 10 years, it'll do thus and so, so that the number's really big. Anyway, well, they do. They just do that now because, well, nobody will pay attention if it's $300 million, but if we say it's going to be $1.2 trillion, oh, yeah. Anyhow.
That's so sad.
Yeah, it does.
It's
yeah.
So sad.
And, with as much as $800 million coming from a 0.1% fee on stock trades, mostly from high-volume transactions, the bill also calls for a paycheck bonus of $1,000 for individuals, $2,000 for married couples, a bonus of $250 for people who save at least $500 a year, and a reduced marriage penalty for couples.
So a really bad 401k. Save $500, we're going to give you $250?
Exactly right. We're going to give half of it back to you.
Instead of untaxing people, we really need to start retaxing people.
Well, you know, I'm just
not having skin in the game is a big deal.
Yes, you're exactly right. But that's okay. Now, here you go. When do you have to be married to get the $2,000, and how long do you have to be married? And is it based on a Social Security number? Because, hey, you know what? Every one of those puppies I can get is going to be worth $1,000 to me, isn't it? I'm going to get me a K for every Social Security number I got. Bring it on. And then you'd be married, and how long do you have to stay married? Like a week? Oh, cool. Let me do that. I guarantee you, there are people already figuring out ways to work this system.
Oh, without question.
See how all that works out. Okay. And don't forget that they're also going to, Congress is considering the bill that'll make community college free for everybody, because we need to do that. I don't really want to move on, but it's such a big day that we have to move our focus away from Washington.
I wonder how many people are singing along like I am.
That's right. It's the Texas legislature. They take the oath today. Yeah. Yeah, the gavel falls today at noon. And one of the things that they may be doing for the first time in 40 years is actually have a roll call vote for Speaker of the House.
Really?
Which is interesting because Joe Strauss has got plenty of votes to get elected. But yeah, they're liable to have a roll call vote just so we can see who's on what side of the fence. Don't want anybody playing any games fast and loose with promises and not delivering the vote when the time comes. In other words, Mr. Strauss wants to know exactly who we paint the bullseyes on. And Glenn Hegar was cautiously optimistic, he said, when he told us that we have $113 billion in revenue from which to create the biannual budget. He told us that yesterday. Which, by the way, just as a point of history, the controller is seldom right when it comes to predicting the price of oil. I just want to let you know that, okay? He offered his best guess yesterday. He said that the taxable value will average between $65 and $75 per barrel through 2017. We'll hope that works.
So we won't see $100 barrel for 2 years?
Well, I don't know. The thing is, he announced that on the day that I think oil dropped to $45 a barrel. So, again, yeah. And I'm not concerned. It's Texas. We've got a diverse economy. But
right,
you know,
we'll make money in the 50 to 60 range, maybe even a little lower depending on the specific wells. Over there, they need 100.
Yeah, they do.
Yep.
Yep.
Because of how they spend the money once they get it out of the ground.
Right. You're exactly right. So, anyhow, we'll see. That's his first revenue projection. We'll see how he does on that. But, anyway, they've got their marching orders, and they're getting ready to march. And I remind you that tomorrow we talk to State Senator Schwertner, and then we'll talk to Representative Rainey on Thursday and Representative Cassell on Friday as we go through the 140 days of happiness that we call the Texas Legislature. Woo-hoo.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cornerstone Home Health, Zwirneman Flooring, The Sleep Station, and Tom Light Chevrolet. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas. Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Nothing much compares to the eyes of a youngster toting a first ever harvest into the garden. Since gardening season is now upon us, this is a great time to outline some steps to guarantee success as getting kids into gardening right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, self-published so I could have the book I've always wanted. This is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening written 24 years ago. This is an entirely new format. 840 of my photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 covers a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95, regular $32.95, plus tax and postage. You'll be getting a signed copy. It's not in stores. It is not on Amazon. It's available only from my office. 1-800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769. It's also available from my website, neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. If you're trying to get a youngster involved in gardening, start small. Nothing will dash a child's enthusiasm more than hours of labor for limited return. Turn over the front of a patio bed or a garden in a few large clay pots at the most, rototill 100 square feet for a flower or vegetable plot. You can always enlarge the garden another year, but it's hard to get them back if they fail the first time. Choose only plants that your child enjoys. From beans to zinnias, you might as well pick a favorite plant. This is not the time to convince a youngster why asparagus or zucchini are great crops. Now, a quote that you don't want to find yourself saying, "Mom and I will eat all the broccoli you can grow." A youngster just isn't going to get turned on by that kind of thinking. You want to buy the very best seed and transplant. Since many of the varieties you may plant need to be set out in the next several weeks, you should firm up your plans as quickly as possible. Hybrid varieties usually produce best. Plus, they're more likely to be resistant to insects and diseases. Nurseries offer tough, vigorous transplants that have been grown and held under outdoor conditions. Those plants will have the best chance of succeeding. Help your young gardener prepare the plot carefully. Raised plots usually give you the insurance against waterlogged soils in those times when we get excessive rain. They probably won't understand concepts of organic matter and soil structure, but they will understand how much more easily the soil can be shoveled once that organic matter, such as peat moss, compost, shredded bark mulch, rotted manure, and so forth, once those have been blended into the soil. It's a lot easier to work that soil. Most first-time gardeners plant things too closely together, and then they're reluctant to thin the plantings out. You need to show them why that's so critical. Teach your young gardener how plants are watered properly and how they're fertilized. Most youngsters, like most oldsters, want to water too often. It's much better to water deeply to encourage deeper roots and then to let the soil dry to the touch before you water again. Teach your young charge the importance of regular feedings in keeping the plants vigorous. Now, pest control can be a real teaching opportunity. Most of our common flowers and vegetables have at least one unfriendly visitor. Many can be hand-picked or controlled by some other mechanical means. Biological control, such as beneficial predators, can be helpful in a few cases, and organic insecticides may help. If you have to use an inorganic insecticide, show how you read and follow label directions carefully. Water regularly to keep the plants active and mulch them to keep down the weeds. I'm Neil Sperry, rejuvenating old shrubs in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. Last night, for the first time in NCAA history, the number one team in the country was not voted on, but actually played for.
There's a motion, man, and Jones is going to give it to Elliott. Goes outside, got room, 5-10, not going to stop him, touchdown.
Ezekiel Elliott ran for 246 yards and four touchdowns as Ohio State hammered Oregon 42-20 in the first win in college football playoff history.
And now on behalf of the conferences and schools that manage this awesome new event, it's my honor to present the first college football playoff national championship trophy to Coach Urban Meyer and the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Cardale Jones fared very well in just his third collegiate start for the Buckeyes, completing 16 of 23 passes for 242 yards and a touchdown and one interception. Heisman Trophy winner Marcus Mariota threw for the Ducks only one touchdown, a 70-yard strike to Brandon Marshall. Ohio State's coach Urban Meyer said that they are now part of a very rare fraternity.
I'm very humbled that you brought that up, but I'm also the first one to appreciate the people who did it, and that's our players. And I love these guys, and I made a comment out there that Bill Parcells, and I'll never forget when he said that in the video that we made. It's like a blood transfer. We're officially brothers for the rest of our lives because we're champions.
So that's all she wrote for college football this year. After taking number one Kentucky to double overtime, A&M men's basketball team is back in action tonight as the Aggies host Mississippi State at Reed. The matchup will pit a pair of squads looking to claim their first victory in league play against one another. Coach Billy Kennedy thinks the Kentucky game might help that a bit.
I thought we adjusted to not having Jalen, you know, more in this game. And, you know, and Kentucky plays all man. We were able to run offense. We got good play out of Daniel House and Alex Robinson, gave us some really good minutes. So I'm encouraged because I know we're right on the cusp of breaking through and taking the next step with our program and with our team.
The all-time series between Mississippi State and Texas A&M is tied at 3 apiece, but A&M owns a 2-1 edge since joining the SEC. Pre-game is at 7:30, the tip-off is at 8 o'clock, and it's on News Talk 1620 WTAW. A year ago, Texas A&M offensive tackle Cedric Obwehi turned down an opportunity to bypass his senior season and get selected in probably the first round of the 2014 NFL Draft. He was coming off a spectacular season that may have earned him a top 10 selection like former teammates Luke Jokel and Jake Matthews. Now, his stock is plummeting following a torn ACL suffered in the Aggies' win over the West Virginia Mountaineers in the Liberty Bowl. The injury, which was first reported by Yahoo.com, comes after a senior season in which Obwehi struggled making the transition over to left tackle. The Denver Broncos and head coach John Fox have parted company one day after the team was beaten 24-13 by the Indianapolis Colts in the AFC division round. The Broncos won the AFC West all 4 years under Fox while compiling a 49-22 record, including playoff games. But the Broncos were upset twice at home in the divisional round two of the last 3 seasons and got upended by the Seahawks 43-8 in last year's Super Bowl. The Kentucky Wildcats remain the number one team in the Associated Press Top 25, but not unanimously this time. The Cats received 63 first-place votes, with second-ranked Virginia receiving the other two. Gonzaga has climbed from 6th to 3rd, Duke dropped 2 spots after the loss to 4th, and Villanova is 5th. In the NBA last night, James Harden was on fire.
Rebound comes down to Howard, ahead to Harden by Johnson, to the rim, challenging, laying, and scoring.
Harden scored 30 points as the Rockets upended Brooklyn 113-99. Rockets didn't need much in the middle while dominating from outside with 16 three-pointers in 40 attempts. Houston has rattled off 4 in a row, and here's Coach Kevin McHale on hows and whys of that winning streak.
We're starting to gel a little bit. You know, I think the second unit is getting a little bit of, I'm feeling more comfortable with those guys that seem to be feeling more comfortable with themselves. Our defense is getting back at spurts, at times of being good. We still have too many times where we're not focused in on defense. If we get our defense, we get out and running, the ball's moving again, better, and if the ball moves and we defend, you know, we usually can generate a lot of open shots. Now, whether we make them or not, you know, is one thing.
Houston is in Orlando tomorrow. They'll tip it off at 6. Tonight, San Antonio heads to Washington at 6, and Dallas is in Sacramento. That game tips off at 9 p.m. And finally, King James. LeBron James returned to practice with the Cleveland Cavaliers teammates yesterday and said it will be a game-time decision on whether he will play against the Phoenix Suns this evening. And that's your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryant, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Did you know that each year, 1 in 3 women die of heart disease and stroke? This is Kathy Gregory with the Heart Association's Circle of Red, reminding you to join me and hundreds of others at 11:30 on February the 5th at the College Station Hilton for the Go Red for Women's Luncheon and Silent Auction. Be entertained by guest speaker and top comedian Diana Jordan, as seen on HBO, Oprah, and Showtime. Visit Brazos County, goRed.org. Heart.org. Go Red for Women is sponsored by St. Joseph Health System.
Get the best in fitness with AeroFit. It's never been easier to join. Save now and start achieving your fitness goals. Memberships start as low as $30 per month, and AeroFit has 5 locations to better serve you and your family. Plus, with AeroFit's elite training staff, AeroFit can get you on a safe and healthy path to fitness. Call today and find out how AeroFit...